7-8 on the season. Olney comes in with a record of 12-2. Streaks in their road black, silver numbers trimmed in white. Silver trim as well on the shorts. And Olney in their home white with orange numbers trimmed in black, orange and black trim. Stepping into the center circle of 5'11", it'll be Emily Minard for the Streaks. And Brittany Black stepping in for Olney, I'm guessing 5'8"-ish or so. So ready to tip things off here. Thanks for joining us tonight. Congratulations again to the Gilderguy boys. Their third win down at the Taylorville tournament. So they'll play for the championship coming up tomorrow. All right, the ball's up. We are underway. Streaks won the tip. They're going from our left to our right. This is actually different. First time they're on our end of the floor to start the game. Olney opens in a 2-3 zone. We go right to Emily Minard down the left.
Wow.
Spins into the paint, puts it up and in.
If we can get that kind of assertiveness from Emily, this could be a good game for the Streaks.
2-0 Galesburg just underway here. Streaks send it up as driving down the middle. Steal by Emily Minard. Now it's Kelsey Legg with it, brings it across midcourt right side. Right wing it goes to Andrea Sampson.
Keep going
Emily,
to the well.
Block on the right. Now kicks it back out to Andrea, but it's stolen away by Julie Luna for Olney.
Emily's got to be able to go baseline with that move. She tried to go to the middle, and it's easy to double team out of the 2-3 to the middle. I think if she goes baseline, she'd have had a nice look at a little jumper.
Left wing, it's Logan Cobble now out near midcourt. And
okay,
a 5-second
good.
Call. Yeah, I was going to say, Kelsey Legg out there, and Cobble out dribbling right of the center circle, and Kelsey able to bottle her up there in a 5-second call. Streaks get it back on the turnover. Now, we ended up in the 7 o'clock game because earlier today, let's see, who was it? Sullivan ended up beating
beat Salem. Well, I don't
know. Which ended up giving us this game. Now, Andrea Sampson for three, right wing, bounces around, falls off. Yvonne Mixon with the offensive rebound, put back is no good. Rebound comes down to Black, and Yvonne
good job,
ties her
Yvonne.
Up. Good hustle by Yvonne Mixon. Couldn't get it to fall either time, but the arrow points toward Olney.
Hey, right now, Tom, Pool B is 2-0 against Pool A, so if we can continue that trend, we'll be in the championship game tomorrow.
Oh, so we still have a chance to get in the championship game.
See, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we just have to win this one.
This thing is so confusing. That's right. So, yeah, there's a possibility we win this. We actually would – is it a 7:30 game?
It's a 7:30 game.
Okay. Now a steal by Chloe McCarthy.
Andrea assuming Sampson that they run on time, of course.
Right, exactly. All right. So now this is – and it's amazing the way we played a couple of games here that that's a possibility. This is Kelsey Legg, right wing.
I think Coach Massey would agree with that sentiment.
Now Andrea for three, top of the key, missed that one. Rebound comes down to Black for Olney. Gives way to Luna on the run across midcourt left side, picked up by Kelsey Legg. Stops and fires a three. Good.
Wow.
Drilled that one.
Yeah, Luna just kind of – couple dribbles backwards and then just let it go.
Quickly back the other way. Chloe McCarthy runs down the left side, up off the glass, got it, and she's fouled. Wow, nice aggressive move by Chloe. We don't normally see her go to the basket with somebody right on her. Did it. Picked up the foul, and the foul goes against Colleen Inyart. First team foul, first foul in the basketball game. So Chloe McCarthy hits the free throw.
Another good development here is Chloe hits the first free throw. We've struggled mightily from the line, to say the least.
5-3 Streaks lead, just under 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks in a man-to-man defense out between the circles. This is Inyart for Olney. Gives to Blackout, high right side. Now between the circles it goes to Cobble. Out high left side, this is Luna. Luna crosses over, drives down. She's a nice runner in the paint, good ball player.
Yeah, she's a nice-looking player right there. She noticed that if she could beat one player, everybody else had their backs turned.
Now Emily Minard gets it down on a low block on the feed from Andrea Sampson on the right side. Goes right in, puts up with the right hand and in. She's got to be careful, though, because when she turned, she started to bar that arm again. Fortunately, she didn't stick it out and make any contact. Now we got to reach. I think Kelsey Legg is going to get the call.
And Kelsey's got to be aware. Luna looks like she's a pretty complete player. She just decided she put her head down and was going to dribble right by Kelsey, and Kelsey was not ready for that.
First substitutes of the ball game, we've got Deja Range and Lauren Campbell in as they replace Chloe McCarthy and Yvonne Mixon. Cobble to inbound from the left baseline for Olney. And it goes. It's knocked away by, they tried to get it down on the right block to Luna, and Kelsey Legg there to knock it away. Trying to run something similar to what the Streaks do on those inbound plays. So now they'll inbound from the right baseline, and it'll be Cobble to trigger again. Out high it comes to Black, knocked away by Deja, but Black gets it back. And looking for help. Might get another five call.
Should get another five call. I don't know why we didn't get one.
Now Kelsey Legg knocks it away. Deja Range comes up with it and gives to Kelsey. Down court it goes to Andrea, right wing. Inside it goes to Emily. A little traffic. Emily able to get it, though. Kicks out to Kelsey. Left baseline it goes to Lauren Campbell. Brings it back out to the wing. Now out high it goes to Kelsey Legg out near the center circle. She'll reset for the Streaks. Now only, are they playing a 1-2-2
now? No, they're playing a 2-3. Their wings just come up. Now they're in man.
Yeah, they switched to man now. Kelsey Legg looking for Emily Minor. Back door, couldn't find her. Now gives to Andrea, top of the key. Andrea on the dribble, high dribble. Crosses over, goes to the left wing. Picks up and gets to Deja at the high post.
Ooh.
Missed Emily on the high-low there. Now back to Andrea. Now she finds Emily wide open right side. Leads it up, missed it, but she got fouled. Boy, thought she was going to get that one. A little bit too much contact there from Cobble, but Emily Minert's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Great look there from Andrea. She saw on the weak side block that Emily was wide open, and she just fired the ball through the middle of the lane and was able to get her. Unfortunately, Emily just a little short on that shot, but she gets the opportunity for the two free throws.
And the first one is up, and hey, look at that. Good for Emily. I won't say anything about what we are from the line tonight, but it's good to see.
In the tournament.
Right, in the tournament, yeah. Let's see. Substitute for Alney as Tara Hughes checks in, as does, Haven Dahl in for Alney as Emily Minert hits both. She's got 6 points, 9-5 streaks. Yvonne Mixon back in. She will replace Emily Minert. 4:36 to play first quarter. Streaks with the lead.
Just a little tournament update. This Olney team was actually undefeated in their Pool A, so they were 3-0. Streaks, as we talked about earlier, 1-2, but tied with Salem and Sullivan.
Left wing, 3 in and out, no good. Deja mistimed the rebound and just went off her fingertips. She went up high and then couldn't bring it down and then went off her fingertips.
Who shot that three? Was that LaCrone?
No, that was actually Luna again,
I think.
It
was Luna.
Yeah. Now it'll be Dahl to inbound. Haven Dahl. D-O-L-L. Out
Look,
top.
Megan wasn't looking for the ball there, and they threw it right over her head.
LaCrone gives now to Luna. Luna, top of the key, working against Kelsey Legg. Left wing, it goes to LaCrone. She dribbles right against Megan Lingenfelter, who's in for the Streaks. Now, between the circles, it is Luna once again. Luna looking to go one-on-one. She'll just stop and fire the three. Missed that one. And the rebound run down by Megan Lingenfelter. Outlet to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey across midcourt right side.
I think if you want anything, you want Luna shooting that three off the dribble as opposed to driving to the rim like we've seen her a couple times.
Now Kelsey drives in, puts it up off the glass, can't finish, but gets her own rebound. Puts it up, and the shot blocked that time as she went to the floor. It was Tara Hughes got a hand on it. And we'll go back the other way. 9-5 streaks, 3:33 to play here in the first quarter. Luna out left of the center circle. Picks up, gives out high right side to Dahl. Dahl, right wing, it goes to Luna. And she'll fire the three there, miss that one, and the rebound comes out long, though. It goes to LaCrone on the left wing. Back out to Luna near the center circle with 3:15 to play in the quarter.
Streaks have to recognize it looks like Luna's shot. It's pretty long. When she does miss, it goes off that back iron and shoots out, and now we're going to get another foul on Kelsey. Yeah, this will be her second on her reach.
The same move by Luna. She crossed over from right to left and went to her left, and Kelsey bit on it and bumped her. That'll be her second foul. So that'll bring in Riley Jenkins, the freshman. Also Andrea Sampson and Emily Minert back in for the Streaks in there with Yvonne Mixon and Megan Lingenfelter.
Riley was set to check in anyway. Unfortunately, couldn't get in before Kelsey picked up that second foul.
This is Luna penetrates.
And now we're getting another foul on. Is this against
Yvonne? Oh, it's Yvonne, okay. On the reach that time. So they got to recognize the quickness of Luna, so I'm stepping back, letting her shoot that three instead of letting her drive around me.
Well, and she goes to the left side. I know that's a news break here for them, but they really need to be aware that she wants to go left with the basketball.
Andrea Sampson knocked the inbound pass away, but only able to pick it up. This is Luna, top of the key, now being guarded by Andrea. Between the legs, now gives to Inyert. Inyert hands off to Dahl. Now it is
running the weave.
LaCrone. Left wing, three-pointer by Inyert is short, and the rebound, second one for Megan Lingenfelter. 2:35 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 9-5. Riley Jenkins brings it across. Dribbles left, gets picked from Yvonne Mixon. Top of the key, it goes to Emily Minert. Down to Yvonne, down on the block, spins against a shorter player, puts it up, rolled it, no good. But Riley Jenkins gets in there for the offensive rebound. 17-footer left baseline, good. Riley Jenkins. Smallest, glad to see her be aggressive with it.
Smallest kid on the floor able to come up with that rebound in amongst the trees.
11-5 streaks, 2:12 to play here in the first quarter. LaCrone, top of the key, dribbles right.
Riley's basketball IQ is just so high for a freshman. I mean, just to know to get in there. Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. Emily Minert's going to get called for a bump, and There wasn't a whole lot of contact there.
Her first foul. Fourth team foul already on the streets. Black checks back in. She'll replace Enyer. Yeah, you're right. You were talking about Riley Jenkins, the basketball IQ. You can see it. I mean, strength and things like that are going to come with maturity, but the basketball IQ is already there. She's just going to get better and better as she goes.
Oh, for sure. I mean, to get to the weak side block there.
Yeah.
I mean, normally she's not down there for rebounds, but saw that the ball was going to come off long and was able to get there. And great call by the official.
Yeah, Andrea Sampson knocked the ball away, but then it went off the fingertips of Luna. The official right on top of it made a good call. Good hustle by Andrea.
I think the morning crew would have gone the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. And Emily Miner would have five fouls already.
Right.
1:55 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 11-5. Riley Jenkins on the dribble, left side. Tried to get to Yvonne, pass block, but Riley gets a back, kicks out to Emily. She's got a fake high and bounce.
Well,
ball
and she's got to recognize the post player switched out onto her, so therefore you're not going to be able to go over the top.
Now Riley has it left of the center circle. Streaks will reset with 1:35 to play in the quarter. Yvonne has it out high left side. Emily top of the key, right wing to Riley. Gives to Yvonne on the give and go. Up off the glass and in, right side. First basket for Yvonne Mixon. Assists Riley Jenkins, 13-5 streaks. 1:25 to play first quarter.
Streak fans should be optimistic, but don't get too optimistic. Remember, against Altamont, they started out 9-0 and 14-4 ultimately in that first quarter before losing it all.
Now this is LaCrone with it. Left side it goes to Dahl. Free throw line. This is Tara Hughes. Now back to LaCrone on the right wing. LaCrone on the dribble. Gives to Hughes. Hughes dribbles right. Good defense by the Streaks. Back to LaCrone.
That was
the key.
A travel.
Yeah. Missed that one. Under
she
a minute
just
to
walked
play
backwards
now.
With the ball.
Now Dahl, top of the key. She'll spin down the paint. Gets cut off and kicks out to Luna. Luna on the dribble. I'm surprised that's the first time the ball's been in her hands on this possession. Now ball not nearly knocked away by Yvonne Mixon, but they get it back. LaCrone drives left baseline. Five-footers up and good.
Second by 22.
Taylor LaCrone's first basket. First person to score other than Luna. 33 seconds to play. Streaks leading 13-7 here in the first quarter.
I like the defensive matchup of Andrea Sampson and Luna now. I think that's going to be a better gauge for the Streaks on whether they're able to contain Luna on the man-to-man defense.
20 seconds to play. Streaks are going to work for one. Andrea Sampson holding on. Gets to Riley Jenkins left of the center circle.
They're going to match up. It was 2-3, and now here they come. Or no, they're going to go to some kind of zone with a double team up top.
Andrea was 7. Now Riley top of the key with 5. Now with 4, dribbles left. Going to have to pull the trigger. Left wing goes to Megan for 3. Oh, bounces off of the buzzer. Right on target. A little bit long on that one. Didn't get the roll, but we have played one quarter of basketball. It is Galesburg 13 on the 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Less mayhem, more mistletoe. Less loco, more cocoa. Less stress, more yes. As you reflect on the year behind you and the one ahead, let me make you a promise you can hang your stocking cap on. When you decide it's time for a new ride, I'll be the guy who gives you the best price. Monk, James Monk. Always ready to rescue you from the fun haters and naysayers who overcharge and underdeliver. At the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the gimmicks are gone and the happy is on. Because it's the holidays, and think how fun it'll be to roll up to those parties in style. Come get your keys.
The all-new Galesburg Toyota on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Second quarter just underway. Mattoon High School, Tom Erdert there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Olney Tigers 13-7. A Streaks win, believe it or not, will put them in the championship game. Kelsey Lake traveled with it, She got it at the free throw line at the high post and saw the opening but didn't have her feet set and took off.
We're going to get a warning delay of game on Kelsey Lake now for throwing the ball. She threw it towards the official, but I guess it wasn't close enough. He's saying that she rolled it without even looking at him, but I saw her. She flipped it towards him. She just it didn't hit its mark. But just a warning. So
it happens again. We'll get a technical. So hopefully that won't.
Well, it's the first
again.
Warning of the season. So
right. Nice little give and go. That's in your shot blocked though by Yvonne Mixon. Black with a real offensive rebound though, puts it up and in for Olney. Brittany Black's first basket, and make it 13-9 streak, 7.5 minutes to play first half.
Who blocked that?
Yvonne got the block. Now Emily, mid-post, kicks back out to Kelsey on high left side. It goes to Chloe. Now Kelsey directs some traffic left to the center circle to Andrea out high right side. Puts it on the floor, gets to Chloe Wright, baseline out of Yvonne, posted up, turned the wrong way, got behind the backboard, and kicked it to Emily. Now left wing, Kelsey Legg puts up the 17-footer, good.
Not a shot we usually see in her arsenal.
First basket for Kelsey, make it 15-9 streaks, under 7 minutes to play first half. Luna to Inyurt, top of the key, dribbles right, looked like she carried it, now kicks out to LaCrone, back to Inyurt, top of the key, dribbles left against Emily Meinert, nearly traveled again when she stopped there. Now a long three is way short from Luna, and it's Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. Yeah, again, keep her from driving, rather have it there. And like you said, I like the matchup with Andrea Sampson on her.
Yeah, I think that'll be a more beneficial matchup for the Streaks right now.
Now Andrea for three, right baseline, missed that one. Rebound grabbed by Chloe McCarthy. Nice wraparound pass to Emily Meinert, and she gets hammered, and she'll go back to the free throw line. Great recognition by Chloe McCarthy. She brought the rebound down. Probably could have gone back up, but the defense was coming toward her. Nice wraparound pass to Emily Meinert. She goes to the free throw line. Luna picks up her first foul. Emily with 6 points in the ball game, hit her first two free throws of the game. And back at the line again.
What do we got?
Oh, they said her foot was on the line, so it wouldn't have been a good, well, she missed it anyway.
That's weird, because Emily's not one to usually do that, but.
She's not happy about it. So second shot for Emily is up and good. And I still haven't figured out, does that even count as an attempt?
I think so, because it was her that did it.
Yeah. Because even if you made it, it's a miss.
Right.
Okay, so 16-9 streak, 6:14 to play here in the first half. This is LaCrone out high right side. It goes to Cobble back in. Now down on the block, it's Black. Kicks out to Enyard. Now it's Luna with the top of the key. Back to Black in the paint. Leans in. 10-footer from straight on is no good. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. Good defense by Yvonne as Black had to fade away on that one. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy will fire the wide open three. Good!
That's a three.
That is six for Chloe McCarthy, 19-9, and a full timeout called by Alney head coach Mark Anselman. We'll take one as well. Streaks lead 19-9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
So you depend on a walker to get around. That shouldn't stop you from getting out and about. Call Handy Van. Wheelchairs, walkers, scooters, service dogs, bring them with you. Handy Van is designed to transport you, your belongings, and a variety of mobility devices. Handy Van is here to serve Galesburg residents who are unable to utilize the bus system or other regular forms of transportation. Call 345-3686.
Handy Van, helping you live independently.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
546 to play for Saturday. 19-9. Galesburg High boys the winner again today, 60-47. They're 3-0 over at the Taylorville tournament, and we'll come up at halftime, run down the schedule of what's coming up for them. Also, the possibilities for the Streaks here. Alney will bring it the length of the court, coming out of the full timeout. Riley Jenkins, Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon, Emily Meinert, Chloe McCarthy come on the floor for the Streaks. So, Streaks, yeah, with an opportunity to get in the championship game, and if you saw a couple of games here, you'd be surprised if that's the case. Now Luna splits the defenders right side, scoops it up and in, and they just didn't try to cut her off there. She's got 7 of the 11. Now Emily Meinert down on the right block, up off the glass, missed it, goes back up again, high off the glass, got it, and she's fouled. Great perseverance there by Emily Meinert. The foul, I think, is going to go against Inyurt.
Yeah, Streaks need a big game from Emily, and so far, so good.
Inyurt picked up her second foul, so Emily Meinert with a chance at the three-point play here. And has her foot behind the line. Short on that one, though. Rebound comes down to Inyurt. I actually happened to be taking a picture when Emily was shooting that first free throw that they called her on the line. I was able to zoom in and say, yep, you could see that her foot was on the line. Three-pointer left baseline, in and out from Luna. Rebound tipped around, finally brought down by Emily Meinert, but it gets knocked away. Oh, my goodness. Inyurt was between Emily and the end line there, and it looked like Inyurt knocked it away from her, but it's going to go back to Alney.
That was actually LaCrone on the attempt.
Okay, LaCrone for the three that time instead of Hughes. Or excuse me, instead of Luna. Inbounding is Cobble, and it comes left wing to Black. Now it's LaCrone. Left baseline, wide open three. It was. I thought it was, but Emily Miner got a piece of it. And now a foul on the rebound as Riley Jenkins brought it down. Got fouled by Cobble. So great job. I thought it was going to be a wide open three for Luna, but Emily Miner showed her athleticism, was able to get out there and get a piece of it. Then Riley Jenkins gets fouled. And Luna picks up her second foul now, which will be key for this.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised he's leaving her out there. She does seem like their focal point of their offense, but even still, two fouls that over half of the second quarter still left to go.
They'll set up in the 2-3 zone again, under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. And a nice look from Chloe McCarthy to Emily Miner down on the left block. Emily turns, puts it up and in.
Emily, have yourself a ball game. She's already at 11.
Man, 23-11, streak's biggest lead with 4:44 to play in the first half. Right wing, this is Dahl back in. Top of the key, it goes to Hughes. Now this is Luna with it.
Ooh, that was a carry.
Should have been a carry, and they didn't call it. Now it's LeCrone, top of the key. Stops, fires from just right of the elbow. Missed it, and the rebound, Emily Miner for the streaks. And she got tripped up. Are they calling it? What?
What's the call?
They're calling an offensive foul on Emily Miner. She got tripped and knocked to the floor. Are you kidding me? Wow.
That's her second team. Well, that's a good way of stymieing the streaks offense by calling the foul. And that's what Coach Massey's saying right now. She got tripped.
Wow.
He says he didn't see it.
She put her arm out, but I don't think she pushed off, though. But and now she makes a steal. Emily Miner on the dribble, brings it down, stops at the free throw line, and is going to kick it out to Andrea Sampson. Streaks will reset the offense.
Good decision by Emily, because sometimes you get the ball right there and you're
There we go. Thank you. Wow. Now third foul on Luna. She was bumping Andrea Sampson.
Yeah.
And the official that called it, though, wasn't in a really good position.
The fortunate thing for the streaks, though, is that there could have been a foul called Emily Miner because she was pushing LeCrone down the lane.
So that's three on Luna. She goes to the bench, and we see what they have offensively without her on the floor.
I'm guessing LeCrone becomes the focal point now because she's the only other one that's taken a bunch of shots.
4:07 to play. Andrea Sampson near the center circle on high right side to Riley Jenkins. Streaks lead 23-11. Yvonne Mixon out high left side. Emily Miner top of the key to Riley Jenkins right wing. Gets to Yvonne on the give and go. Yvonne goes up. Can't hit, but foul on Cobble, and that's going to be her second foul. Yvonne Mixon will go to the free throw line.
Good job by Yvonne. Initially, she couldn't get the ball very well and was able to recover and get it back.
23-11 streaks lead, 3:55 to play in the first half. Yvonne's first shot is up and good. Well, that looked better than the jumper she put up from near the free throw line in the game earlier today. Through by Yvonne. Kelsey Legg back in replacing Riley Jenkins. 24-11, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Second shot for Yvonne is up. Missed that one in and out. Rebound comes down to Black for Almy. So it should be 24-11. They still haven't changed the scoreboard. 3:47 to play first half. This is LeCrone, left wing. Goes to Black out high left side. Top of the key, this is Cobble. Cobble, left wing to LeCrone. LeCrone looks over the defense and gives to Dahl between the circles, working against Kelsey Legg. Kelsey got to be careful there. Reached in, knocked it away, but now a long three from straight on is no good by LeCrone. And the rebound to, I think, was that Yvonne on the rebound? Yvonne mixed
off
with the rebound.
Emily's hands into Yvonne's hands.
Now they put the point up, 24-11 streaks. Kelsey Legg resets the offense, top of the key. Yvonne Mixon gives to Andrea Sampson going down the lane, puts it up with a right hand and in.
22, Andrea Sampson.
Nice recognition there by Yvonne to see Andrea flashing across the post, puts it up and in. 26-11 streaks, 3 minutes to play first half. Cobble, top of the key, dribbles left. Now LeCrone has it, penetrates right side. Shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy. Andrea Sampson with a rebound. Streaks on the run. Kelsey Legg down court to Emily Miner. Right side, and Emily's got to be careful with that arm. Pushed up, missed the shot. And Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. That's just such a habit. Every time she leans in before she goes up for the shot, she's putting that left arm out and trying to create some space. Now on the pick and roll, Emily has it from Chloe, and Emily got called for the travel. It was kind of a high pass from Chloe, and I don't think Emily had gotten set, really gotten her hands on the ball well before she tried to make the pass, and she'll be replaced and get a breather for Deja Range will come in and get her. 2:33 to play first half. Streaks lead 26-11. This is LeCrone. She'll bring it across for Olney. Now it's Cobble, top of the key, dribbles left. Nearly lost it. Now kicks out to Hughes. Hughes gives to Dahl. Now it's LeCrone. They're out there kind of running the weave again, trying to get something going here. Now it's Dahl with it. Spins into the paint. Now kicks out to the left wing to Cobble with 2:09 to play. Cobble drives baseline, rams right in.
That should be a charge.
Into Kelsey Legg. She was standing there the whole time, didn't move. She ran right into her.
This is one of the things that drives me the most nuts. You do not need to fall over to get a charge call. If the player has the superior position, you could be moving and get a charge call if you have the superior position and the offensive player rolls through you.
I mean, you can go up in the air as long as you go straight up and they run into you. It never gets called that way, though. And Kelsey Legg just picked up her third foul, and that brings Riley Jenkins back into the game. Cobbled him, and she just moved her feet. She moved her feet. You cannot move on the inbound.
Actually, you can.
Since when?
I looked that up today.
They called it yesterday on somebody when we got here. They had called somebody for doing that earlier today.
The rule is that you just can't break the area you're in, but you can move.
Really?
Forward. Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I was looking up something else today and saw that.
Now travel gets called on Hughes. She shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Streaks will bring it back the other way, leading 26-11 with 1:48 to play. Right wing, Deja Range with it. Now Yvonne Mixon out high left side, top of the key. It's Riley Jenkins. Looks over the defense, right wing to Andrea Sampson for three. Good! First three of the ball game for Andrea. She's got five, 29-11 streaks, 1:33 to play in the first half.
Maybe the streaks just like playing better at night.
Maybe that's it. Cobble, top of the key, drives down the right side of the lane, throws up a wild shot, hits nothing but glass, and the rebound to Andrea Sampson. She's got, what, two, three rebounds now?
Two
for Andrea with 5 points. And Riley Jenkins will set for the streaks. Well, this will give Riley some good experience. Now in the paint again to Andrea Sampson from Yvonne Mixon up off the glass and in. That's a good combination. High-low twice now from Yvonne Mixon to Andrea Sampson. And a 5-point run by Andrea make it 31-11 streaks with 1:02 to play in the half.
And a 12-0 run by the streaks.
LeCrone on the dribble, right wing, it goes to Enyart. She penetrates, shot up, and partially blocked by Yvonne Mixon, and Yvonne gets the rebound. I don't know how that even got up there. It was really high. Bounced off the back iron. 48 seconds to play. Yvonne Mixon to Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Chloe dribbles right, gives to Deja between the circles. Now right wing, it goes to Riley. Riley Jenkins on the dribble to Yvonne Mixon, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Andrea Sampson with 35 to play. See if the streaks are going to keep going or try to work for one. Andrea looks up at the clock. Looks like they're trying to work for something good right now. I don't know if they're working for one or not. Now it's Chloe McCarthy in the center circle. Now they're going to run the weave. Riley Jenkins right of the center circle, 22 to play. Now 20. Riley gives to Chloe left of the center circle with 17. She'll hold on now as they're not guarding her. So
well, now they go back into a 2-3.
Yeah.
I like how Coach Antleman switches defenses in possessions. He does a real good job of calling that out.
Now with 5, right baseline, it's Andrea, bounces for Deja, and Deja couldn't hold on to the pass. A lot of spin on. Now a three-quarter court shot is going to be no good. We have played one half of basketball, though. At the half, it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 31, the All-New Tigers 11. We'll come back and talk about this one, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead it 31-11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a simple concept. Wheel alignment for life. Get 4 tires at Dave's Auto Body and you qualify for a free 4-wheel alignment for as long as you own your vehicle. Just ask us for a tire quote.
You better call Dave's.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
At first you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Start your Saturday with Galesburg Live.
Hi, I'm Will Stevenson, and I'll be your host for the last Galesburg Live of the year this Saturday. At 7:10, we'll talk both city issues and legal issues with attorney and 7th Ward Alderman Jeremy Carlin. Then at 8:10, you'll meet Laurel Almquist of Galva. She has relatives in this area, and she's becoming quite the well-known harp player.
Galesburg Live, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, an outstanding first half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, possibly one of the best of the season against a team that came in with a 12-2 record. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Mattoon High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Olney Tigers 31-11 at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. First off, the Galesburg boys with two games today and won both of them. They defeated Rantoul earlier today. And I thought I wrote down, I know I got the score somewhere here. And they just defeated Dunlap 60-47. They'll play again tomorrow afternoon. Actually, they'll play tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. First game tomorrow is 1:06 for the pregame, 1:30 scheduled tip. We'll have to see if we can figure out who it is they're going to be playing. They'll take on either Taylorville or Sterling. So the winner of the Taylorville-Sterling game is who they will play coming up tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And then what happens tomorrow, I think, will probably determine who they play tomorrow night. And with a win, they'll be playing for a championship. Now, what's transpired here today was not a very good game by the Streaks earlier today. They lost to Altamont 50-43, and that put the Streaks, you thought, kind of in the loser's bracket and really no shot at getting anything, maybe getting into the third-place game. Well, what happened? Sullivan ended up defeating Salem, so that put the Streaks into this game rather than the 5:30 game. And if the Streaks win this game, it will put them back into the championship game, and there's a possibility that we could see Altamont again, depending on how the things shake out on with these brackets. So here's what happened today. Galesburg lost to Altamont. It was Sullivan beating Salem. Mattoon beat Vandalia. Alney beat St. Anthony out of Effingham earlier today. Let's see. Then we had... okay, I'm confused reading here now.
Here.
Games earlier. I took pictures of their brackets, too, so let me see if I can figure it out on mine, too. Let's see. We had... actually, the only one they had updated was Sullivan over St. Anthony in that first game here at 4 o'clock, 69-55. And then Salem just beat Vandalia.
Yeah, 61-55.
Right, and that was a very close game for Salem. They got by. And then Mattoon and Altamont will play after we're done here tonight. So, as it shakes out, will it be the winner of that game? If the Streaks win tonight, that's
yeah, it would be
play?
The Altamont Mattoon winner.
Okay, so there's possibility Streaks could get a little revenge against Altamont, but we got to take care of business here. And yes, we do have a 20-point lead, but that has not always held true for the Streaks here in this tournament. So hopefully they'll come out in the second half, play like they did in the first half. Anyway, so the Streaks will play at either 6 o'clock or 7:30 tomorrow night. If they lose this game, they'll play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. If they win, they will play at 7:30. So that'll determine what happens, where we're at on the air, and that type of thing. Of course, we'll keep you updated on that. Our halftime scoreboard again brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 31-11. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them. which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Bundle up with great winter savings from Farm King. Take 30% off in-stock burn apparel for the whole family. Check out the warm Carhartt thermal-lined men's active jackets for $74.99 with big man sizes just $5 more. And save 20% off all regular price clothing in the store at Farm King. Check out the Carhartt gloves, boots, and watch caps and save 25% off all in-stock regular price footwear. Don't forget the birds. Save $3 off the 40-pound bag of sunflower seeds. Stock up on toilet tissue and bottled water, too, at Farm King.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Elevate Trampoline Park in Peoria, the perfect destination for a party or weekend fun with the family. For more information, find them at ElevateTrampolineParkPeoria.com. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. on Friday for Warren, Mercer, Henry, and Henderson counties, and from noon till midnight for Knox, Peoria, and Stark counties. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance for snow, a low of 6, wind chill of negative 5. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
The Galesburg High School girls basketball team takes on Olney as the Mattoon Holiday Tournament continues. Listen for the broadcast tonight immediately following Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL.
Halftime here at Mattoon High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Olney Tigers 31-11. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. 11 points for Emily Minert leading the way on 5 baskets and, well, actually 3 for 3 from the line because, well, Eric looked it up and that violation does not even count as an attempt. 7 for Andrea Sampson, a couple of baskets and a 3. 6 points for Chloe McCarthy on a 3, a basket and a free throw. 2 points for Riley Jenkins. 3 points for Yvonne Mixon on a basket and a free throw. 2 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket. Streaks 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 7 for Julie Luna. 2 for Taylor LeCrone. 2 for Brittany Black for Olney.
This is where the Streaks have to smell blood in the water and put this one away. Both teams, 6 turnovers in the first half. Streaks 15-9 on the rebounding edge, including 5-4 on the offensive. Only shot just 5 of 20 in the first half. Streaks were 12 of 20. So 2 of 6 from downtown. Only was 1 of 10 from downtown. So the Streaks, again, another great shooting first half. But as we saw last game against Altamont, that can change in a hurry.
Luna comes right out, and she's back on the floor, fires a 17-footer, puts it up and in. And she's got 9 of their 13, and she, as we've got our first palindrome score of the night.
Third of the tournament.
Yeah, third of the tournament. This time 31-13 instead of 21-12. But Luna with 3 fouls, though. Now Yvonne Mixon down on the right block, up off the glass and in on the feed from Kelsey Legg.
Well, and I like that because, Tom, one of the things that I got frustrated with the girls in the game against Altamont is they stopped going inside, and right there they go right to the inside.
LeCrone missed the easy one, but Black there to clean it up and put it back. Brittany Black with her second basket, make it 33-19. Now Emily Minert down on the left block on the feed from Chloe, can't hit the shot, and Black comes down with a rebound. 33-16 streak, 7:05 to play, third. Oh, it's 33-13, right? No, 15. Now should be 17 as Luna drives in, puts it up and in again. She's got 11 now.
This scoreboard operator is struggling. Should be 33-17 because they've all been two-pointers.
Right.
3 two-pointers, and it was 11.5.
Yes. Now Emily Minert down on the right block, drives in. The running hook is up and no good. Out.
Oh, we're going to get a foul on Yvonne.
Yvonne had her arm just about ripped off, but Black pulling the ball back behind her, and Yvonne got called for the foul on that one. That is her second. With 6:40 to play, Streaks need to get a shot to another shot to fall here. Emily started out really strong, but she's missed a couple close ones here to start the second half.
Yeah, but I still like them going inside because I don't think That's one of the big advantages the Streaks have, and you do not want to go away from it like they did against Altamont.
Now a steal by Andrea Sampson. Andrea down the right side, lays it up, missed it, gets her own rebound, got pushed, got it off to Chloe McCarthy. Now to Emily Miner down on the block, but she's bumped from behind by Inyert, and that's going to be her third foul. Good hustle by Andrea. Couldn't get the layup up and in. I think she thought she was going to take some contact.
Well, Cobble was lucky not to get fouled because when Andrea was going up, she pushed her in the back. And I think that might be what Coach Massey's saying right now. I mean, I don't know how the officials saw it. We're in the back corner of the gym, and I could see it from up here. She clearly put her hand to the lower back and pushed.
Andrew's going to come out with her three fouls. She's replaced by Tara Hughes. Kelsey legged inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. In it comes Andrea Sampson on the left baseline, fires a three, good! Her second of the ball game, she's got 10. 36-17, Streaks, 6:15 to play, third quarter. Top of the key, Luna. Didn't pull the trigger on the three, now steps back and barely got rid of the ball before she'd gone up in the air to shoot, and Kelsey closed out on her. She got the pass off barely to LaCrone. Now it's Cobble, left baseline, swings it over to Hughes. Now it's Luna again with it. Drives to the free throw line, spins back, gives to Cobble on the left baseline. She fires a three, in and out, no good. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound, outlet to Kelsey Legg. Down court it goes, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as it got tipped away. I think Hughes got a hand on it.
I'm kind of surprised Coach Massey went back with Kelsey guarding Luna because I thought Andrea did a great job. Yeah. In fact, after Andrea started guarding her, she went, I believe, 0 for or 1 for maybe 4 or 5.
And then picked up a couple of fouls in the process as well. 5:43 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 36-17. Chloe McCarthy out in the center circle. Bounces for Yvonne Mixon out high left side. Now left wing it goes to Kelsey Legg. Top of the key, it's Andrea. Dribbles right. Picks up. Bounces for Emily Miner, high post, and a reach is going to be called on Cobble.
That'll
and
be
that's
her third.
Her third foul. So three on Luna, three on Cobble, three on Inyert. That's three of their starters. 5.5 minutes to play third quarter, 36-17 Streaks. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation for all Streaks road games. This week we've been driving a really nice Toyota, Nissan Titan.
Yes.
The XD, the three-quarter ton, as the ball gets knocked in the backcourt, Chloe McCarthy able to run it down. The Nissan Titan XD crew cab, this is a really, really nice vehicle. You're thinking, oh, that's a big truck. Well, it is a big truck, but you get in here and start driving this thing, and it rides like a really, really nice car out on the highway, but it's very sturdy. Now a steal by Luna, runs it down left side, laid it up with the right hand and missed it. Wow. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. Streaks get a break there. Andrea Sampson goes right baseline, pulls back out to the wing, looks for help, gets to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. 5 minutes to play here in the third. Streaks lead 36-17. Really, really nice vehicle, but these Tundras now, the 2017s, which is what the one we're driving is, the new 2017, 0% for 72 months, plus $2,000, or you can do the $8,000 year-end savings, and they all come with the new Pro-certified lifetime warranty. Now what's the call?
Black with a takedown. She threw Yvonne to the floor.
So Brittany Black, that's just her first foul, surprisingly. But Yvonne's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
She went up for the block and got the arm and just ripped her down.
So Yvonne with 5 points. And she hit one of two from the line in the first half. First one is up and bounces off, no good. So the Pro Certified Limited Warranty, and this is no cost to you. This is on all vehicles 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles, other than the certified pre-owned. Includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, no cost to you. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Well, Yvonne misses both. Lauren Campbell in for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins in as well. This is Luna down the right side of the lane. Nobody cut her off, lays it up and in.
She's a nice-looking ball player.
She's got 13 of their 17. 4.5 minutes to play in the quarter.
They have 19.
They just didn't get up there quickly that time. Riley picks up on the wing, gets pushed by Luna. No call. That would have been her fourth foul. Now Yvonne gives in to Emily. She puts it up, can't hit, but the foul is going to go against Hughes, and that's going to be her first foul, so Emily Miner's going to go back to the free throw line. Yeah, Riley Jenkins got herself caught up over there on the right wing, and Luna was actually bodying up on her and nearly knocked her out of bounds, and they didn't make the call. So Emily Miner goes back to the free throw line. Two shots. She had 11 at halftime, hasn't scored yet here in the third quarter. And now does with that first free throw. So 12 for Emily, make it 37-19. Streaks back to an 18-point lead with 4:20 to play in the third.
Yeah, the Streaks really want to come out here and set the tone here in the third quarter. If they can lead this quarter around a 20-point lead, you got to feel real good for the fourth. Because even if they go ice cold, they can hold them off long enough.
Deja Range back in. She replaces Yvonne Mixon. 4:17 to play third quarter. This is Luna out high right side. Goes to the wing. Hands off to Black.
Interesting Black. Offensive setup. They're going a five around nobody.
Yeah, that was kind of, I'm not
They
sure.
don't have anybody in the paint. They're just throwing cutters through the lane.
And now Luna with the three-pointer. Short rebound Emily Meinert and gives way to Riley Jenkins.
And that's the downside is if the shot goes up, you're probably not getting the rebound.
Andrea for three right wing. Airball that one. The rebound comes down to Cobble. I don't know if somebody got a piece of that or not. I saw somebody was jumping out at her from the side there. This is Black on the left wing with it. Gives out high left side to Cobble.
With Kelsey out of the game, Andrea back on Luna.
Now Luna fires a three out high left side. Rolls off no good. Deja skies for the rebound. Rips it away from two white jerseys. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. 3.5 to play in the quarter. 38-19 Streaks. Riley.
Luna just one of nine from downtown now.
Emily Meinert. Out high right side, gives to Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Andrea straight on three, bounced it too strong, and the rebound comes down to Luna. On target, just a little bit too strong. Luna fakes a three, now hesitation dribble and split between three defenders and missed the shot again. And Deja with the rebound. She's better on contested shots. There's been two uncontested. She's missed them point blank. Riley Jenkins, left wing, fires a three-pointer. Ooh, too strong. And the rebound is Riley got a hand on it. Now Black rips it away for Olney. 2:49 to play here in quarter number three. Streaks lead 38-19. Luna thought about the three. Now gives to Cobble, left wing. She'll penetrate, stops. 10 footers up and no good, but a foul got pushed from behind. I think Deja got a hand on
it. I think
her.
It was Riley,
was it Riley,
actually.
Yeah, it was Riley Jenkins. I wasn't sure because it looked like Deja kind of lost her footing and almost ran into her there, but Riley Jenkins got the call, but prevented an easy shot there, so Riley picks up her first foul. Going to the free throw line will be Logan Cobble. First shot is up and good. Back in for the Streaks, Megan Lingefelter, Kelsey Legg, and Yvonne Mixon. Andrea Sampson, Riley Jenkins, and Emily Miner get a break. 38-20 Streaks, 2:41 to play in the third. Second shot for Cobble is up, and that one is good as well. She was perfect on those, and she's going to be replaced by Haven Dahl.
Timeout.
And a timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Mark Anselment for Olney. Again, thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. The Nissan Titan, the XD model is what we're driving, the three-quarter ton crew cab. And, again, this this pro-certified lifetime warranty that this comes with, it's just amazing. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and he was talking about the warranty he has, and he paid for it. It's like an insurance policy. Not this. Doesn't cost you a cent, and it covers a lot of things. 5 years older, newer vehicles under 80,000 miles, with the exception of the certified pre-owned, but unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you, and that's one of the features. If you buy one of these brand-new 2017 Nissan Titans that they have in stock at Galesburg Nissan, 0% for 72 months plus $2,000 or $8,000 year-end savings. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. A little token full-court pressure. And Streaks better get it across. They're taking their time, but they still need to get it across. And finally, Megan Lingefelter does. Gets to Kelsey Legg in the center circle. Right wing bounce for Deja. Now it's Yvonne. Now Kelsey, top of the key. Right wing, Megan Lingefelter. Megan puts it on the floor, bounces for Yvonne down on the right block. Comes up short on the shot.
And then we're going to get a ticky-tack foul called on Yvonne.
I mean, she might have put her hands on her, but there was no push. I don't know.
It's her third.
That's three on Yvonne now, so... Three on her, two on Emily.
Three on Kelsey Legg.
38-21 Streaks, 2:17 to play. Nice pass, no-look pass from Luna. Underneath it went to Hughes, and she laid it up. And I'm surprised Hughes was ready for that pass. That's her first basket, and 38-23. And a timeout called by Coach Massey, and this will be... a 30-second timeout with 2:03 to play.
I think his bigger concern was getting Emily and Andrea back into the ball game, and that's why we, he hadn't used the timeout yet, so might as well use it for that.
Now Chloe McCarthy checks back in as well. So the final game tonight following our game will be Altamont taking on Mattoon, the hosts, And the winner of that game will move on to the championship against the winner of this game here tonight. And again, you may be surprised because the Streaks have had a couple of games down here that they're not proud of, and they didn't look that great, but they can still get into the championship with a win here tonight. It's kind of strange how this whole thing works with the tiebreakers. And we've never had a year like this here, at least in a bracket we've been in, because we've always gone unbeaten in our brackets.
Right.
It's happened in the other brackets where there's 3-2-1 teams.
Or in our case, 1-2.
Right, or 1-2, yeah. Yep. So, yeah. 2-2, possibly getting into the championship if we win here tonight. Now to Yvonne Mixon, the feed for Chloe McCarthy, left side up off the glass and in.
50, Yvonne Mixon.
Well, if the Streaks get into the championship game, they owe a big thanks to Sullivan.
Now a shot from down on the right block for Dahl. Up and good, and make it 40-25, 1:37 to play. Now a feed to Emily Miner, and no foul.
Oh,
now they
okay.
are going to call a foul.
That was a late whistle.
Yeah. I mean, Emily went up for the shot. The ball went straight out of bounds as it was Enyart that bodied up on her. That's going to be her fourth foul. Four now on Colleen Enyart. So I'm guessing she'll go right back to the bench, and Emily Miner's going to go back to the free throw line with two more shots. She's got 13 points in the game. 40-25 is the Streaks' lead. And now she's on, is she on the line again? Yep, she was.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's she can't see when she looks down at her foot. Maybe
or she's just not. Yeah.
Maybe her toe is just hanging. You know, maybe it's not actually on the ground. It's just hanging over.
What?
Who'd they call that one on? I can't believe she did it twice.
No, I don't know because she moved back. Well, I have no idea. They called a lane violation. So that's no attempts then, right?
Right.
Either one of those. Okay, so I'll just cross those out.
Well, and the weird thing was he didn't blow the whistle until after the shot came off and there's
a
rebound.
Travel, yeah. That was Lacrone driving down the right side, trying to stop and put up the shot, but kind of lost her footing and traveled. 1:28 to play in the quarter, 40-25 Streaks lead, and they're going to pick up with full court pressure once again as Enyart goes to the bench. And let's see, Black checks back in. Inbound to Chloe McCarthy. Back to Yvonne Mixon. Now it's Kelsey Legg with it. Kelsey across midcourt, right of the center circle, spins, hand check not called. Picks up, gets to Yvonne, top of the key. Now nice look underneath Emily Miner, wide open
and
right
one.
Side, and they fouled her from behind.
Was that Luna?
No, that was Hughes. Hughes got her from behind.
Okay.
That was called against the Tigers.
That will be, let's see, her second foul. So Emily Miner with the two and a chance of the three-point play.
Well, here we go, three lane violations.
And no, not this time, and free throw is up and good.
Why?
What are we waiting for?
She hit the basket.
Yeah, I think well, I the officials just waiting for them to inbound. They were still
I don't think only realized that the ball went in the basket.
43-25 Streaks, 1:11 to play here in the third quarter. Luna with it. Gives now fakes the handoff.
She's
to
done
LeBron.
That like four times.
Oh, nice
the Streaks
job.
Have to pick up on that.
Nice job by Emily Miner that time. She tried to do the wraparound pass to Black down on the left side, and Emily Miner came over, helped out, knocked the ball away. 63 seconds to play, third quarter, 43-25 Streaks. Inbound comes to Black out high left side. Top of the key, it goes to Hughes. Now on the left wing, Luna.
Oh, that should have been a push-off on Luna.
Yeah.
They're going to call this on Kelsey, but Luna took the forearm to the face.
Yeah,
I don't.
Kelsey took Luna's elbow right to her face, and Kelsey Legg got called for a fourth foul.
I didn't get that one.
The ball came loose. Kelsey's going after him. Luna turned and
stiff-armed her to the face.
Yeah. I have no idea where that came from. So four on Kelsey Legg. Quickly, Riley Jenkins back in. Less than a minute to play. Now pass overthrown, and Emily Miner comes up with it for the streak. They tried to post up Luna that time and overthrew her. 47 seconds to play. Emily Miner, top of the key, right wing, Riley Jenkins. Gets to Yvonne Mixon going down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and in on the feed from Riley Jenkins.
Yvonne Mixon.
Nine now for Yvonne. Make it 45-25, back to a 20-point lead with 30 seconds to play here. Near steal by Chloe McCarthy, but Lacrone able to run it down high on the left side. Lacrone down the right side of the lane. And
We're going to get a hand check on Chloe.
Wow.
All we ask for is consistency.
Let's get ticky tack now, but not all around. So Chloe McCarthy with the foul. That is the 16th foul now on the streak. So Alney will be shooting after this. 25.6 to play. It'll be cobbled inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Luna, or rather, that was Lacrone. Now it's Luna left wing. dumps it down to Black, and she lost a handle on it, and Chloe McCarthy comes up on it. I don't know if Yvonne maybe got a hand on that or not. They probably would have called a foul if she would have reached around and done that. So I'll assume she didn't. 10 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane. Gets behind the defense. Up off the glass. High, can't hit, but gets fouled. And this is, it's either Black or Lacrone.
Lacrone, he looked at her number.
Yep, so Lacrone, Taylor Lacrone, that's her first foul. Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line. She threw it high off the glass. She was trying to get that spin, just couldn't get it to fall.
This is five. Riley
Jenkins has four fouls.
Who does?
Does Inyard have four fouls?
Yes.
Oh, I missed a couple.
So Riley Jenkins, the left-hander at the free throw line. First shot is up and nothing but net. She's got three in the ball game.
Yeah, nice look by the freshman.
And now the, biggest lead at 21, right?
Yep.
46-25, 6.5 to play third quarter. Second shot for Riley is up. That one is good as well.
And just to remind our listeners, this was the first place team in Pool A. They went undefeated 3-0, did the only Tigers. So.
And they're 12-2 on the season. As Megan Lingenfelter comes in and replaces Riley Jenkins, Deja Range came in and replaced Yvonne Mixon, who's got three fouls. 6.5 to play. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure.
Surprisingly enough, I would have guessed some token pressure just to make sure they didn't roll the ball up. But.
And it comes to Cobble now. Luna gets behind the defense, running down the right side, leans in and pushes Andrea out of the way, but missed the shot because of the push-off. How is that not an offensive foul? But the third quarter comes to an end. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a 22-point lead. It's Galesburg 47, only 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment? 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Will Stevenson. Find out about a party plan for Carl Sandburg's 140th birthday tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Streaks with a basketball to start the fourth quarter. Inbound comes to Emily Miner right in the center circle. And she'll give to Chloe McCarthy as Olney comes out and guards man-to-man here in the half court. Near steal, but Yvonne Mixon able to run it down. And now she has a pass knocked away, and Lacrone comes up with it for Olney. So the Streaks turn it over to start the fourth quarter, but they lead 47-25.
Only the eighth turnover of the game for the Streaks, though, so that's a good sign.
Luna top of the key now being guarded by Chloe McCarthy, and Chloe was looking one way. Luna went the other way and laid it up and in.
Wait, did she dribble when she first caught that ball?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
She didn't.
I thought she had taken a couple dribbles and then stopped.
I think Lacrone had dribbled like right in front of her, then handed it to her. Mixon, Yvonne, left side, Andrea Sampson. She'll go to the free throw line. Now kicks out to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. She'll fire
two.
The three. Nope, they said she was on the line. Missed it. And, Andrea's going to get called on the rebound as she bumped Cobble from behind. That'll be the first on Andrea.
I don't disagree she bumped her, but Cobble looked like she got rammed by a linebacker.
Well, that's the seventh. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong side. We're on the that was our 16th
that was
foul
our
there.
Sixth.
Yeah, so Streaks will shoot free throws from here on out. And actually, both teams will on the next one. 7:04 to play in the ball game. This is Luna with it on the dribble out high. Step back three-pointer is good.
We're so used to being on the other side of the board.
Right. And now a timeout called by Mark Antelman. A 30-second timeout with 6:58 to play. Streaks now up 17, 47-30.
Interesting use of the timeout here because you're down by 17. If your team makes a run here, you only have two timeouts now the rest of the way. And Luna's, got 5 points and we're just over a minute into the quarter, so it's not like your girls are gassed and you're giving them a breather.
Yeah, so unless there's something he saw that they can do defensively, I'm honestly not sure. Yeah, that was weird. That was the kind of last minute and a half timeout after a three-pointer that cut the lead to six or whatever.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is he was setting up what press he wanted, but I don't know that I would have burned a timeout just for that reason.
All right, and it just looks like it's kind of token pressure here, man-to-man. Riley Jenkins with it, and she'll bring it across in the center circle. Now kicks it out to Andrea, right wing for a long three. Bounces high, no good, and the rebound comes down to Black.
10 rebounds out for Black.
This is LaCrone. She'll bring it across. Out high, right side, gives to Luna on the right wing. Now being guarded by Andrea Sampson. Gets a pick, though, from Cobble. Kicks out to Inyard. She fires a three. That rolls off, no good. Andrea Sampson with a rebound. Andrea on the run across midcourt, right side. Now she'll slow it down. Gives to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. She'll dribble right, gives to Emily Miner, right wing. Now out high, right side, Yvonne Mixon, top of the key to Riley Jenkins. Right wing to Andrea Sampson. Emily Miner has it out high, right side. Puts on the floor and gets to Riley.
Emily has a tendency to take a couple steps before she dribbles.
Riley down the right side of the lane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that should have been a continuation because that whistle blew as she was up in the air. She made the layup, but Riley Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line, and the foul went against, was it Black, I think?
Yes.
That'll be her
second.
Yeah.
Feels like she's been involved in a lot of plays, but she's avoided getting her number called on any of the fouls.
So Riley Jenkins, a freshman, first free throw is bounces off, no good. And that was the I marked it as a two-shot foul. Should have been a one and bonus. Luna, top of the key to Enyart, right wing. It's LaCrone. LaCrone puts on the floor. Drives into the paint, kicks out to Luna. Long three-pointer left side is good.
All right, I'm going to go out there and say it. I would be tempted here at this point to go to a box and one.
Yeah.
Make Luna beat two players instead of just one because she's starting to get hot again. She's got the last 8 points now for only.
47-33.
How is that not a foul?
Lead, and Luna fouling Riley Jenkins out. She's finally able to run the ball down. And gives to Andrea Sampson.
It's a good thing Riley has such great handles because Luna ran right into her.
Now Andrea kicks left wing to Chloe for three. Short rebound. Emily Miner gets it. She rolls into the paint. Right-handed hook up and no good, but a foul's going to go against Black, I believe.
Coach Antleman not happy. He wanted the over-the-back call on Emily Miner.
You could argue that, but not after Riley got mugged out near midcourt and they didn't call it. So the foul, now Black has three fouls. So Emily Miner goes to the free throw line with two shots. Makes the first.
And hopefully well behind the free throw line. Yes. For those that haven't been listening, she's had three violations so far.
33. Toe just on the line. 5:17 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 48-33. Kelsey Legg back in. She's got four fouls. Second shot up and good by Emily Miner.
I know she's just 18
in the game,
freshman, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Riley back in here pretty quick because she's done a great job of handling the press.
Luna gives to LaCrone. She'll fire the 17-footer. That's up and good. Now they're all starting to heat up. That's only her second basket of the ball game. 49-35 streaks. Kelsey Legg gets knocked out of bounds.
Okay, I was going to say, because at first he didn't blow the whistle. Now the streaks are in the double bonus the rest of the way, so Kelsey will get two here. The foul's on Cobble. That's her. Fourth, yeah. I was going to say, because I have her for four, too, but the board was a little slow getting it up there.
So two shots for Kelsey Legg. She's got 2 points in the ballgame, 49-35 streaks, 5:02 to play.
So Cobble and Inyard both with four fouls, three fouls for Luna and Black, and also Hughes.
First shot for Kelsey, up and good.
Got to hit free throws.
Substitutes, Dahl and Inyard back in, replacing Cobble and Black for Olney.
Coach Anselman probably trying to get a little bit more offense on the floor.
50-35, streaks lead, 5:02 to play. Second shot up and good for Kelsey Legg.
Well, if the streaks can shoot free throws well the rest of the way, then we should have this one in the bag. But
LaCrone, top of the key on the dribble, left baseline. It goes to Inyard outside the three-point arc, takes it out to the wing, spins back toward the baseline, pulls up the 10-footer blocked by Yvonne, but that's going to be her fourth foul.
Yeah, you know, if you're Yvonne right there, I know she saw it and she thought she could get the block, but you kind of just want to tell her, just go straight up and because you don't want them, you know, putting in the official's hands.
Yeah, and putting them, giving them a chance to score with a clock stop.
Right.
So Inyard at the free throw line. She has not scored in the ball game, and she's got two shots with 4:51 to play. First one is up. This is a good free throw shooting team, too. Streaks have shot well tonight. That's only their second time they've been at the line. They're now 3-for-3.
Yeah.
Cobble had their only other two and made both of them. Second shot for Colleen Inyart. This one is up and good as well. 51-36 streaks. Full court pressure again. Chloe McCarthy in the backcourt. Chloe could have just gone down the left side of the court there and pulled up with it. Now Kelsey Legge will bring it across right of the center circle. Picks up, gives to Yvonne, top of the key. In the paint to Emily, up off the glass and in. Nice high-low again, Yvonne Mixon to Emily Miners. She's got 20 in the ballgame, 53-37 streaks. Luna, another three, step back and missed that one. And Yvonne Mixon skies for the rebound, took it away from three white jerseys. Down court, it goes to Andrea Sampson. That's going to go, I think that should have been only ball because LaCrone hit it, and I think it went off of Andrea after that, but the official did not see that, so the streak's going to break there. That's what it looked like to me. And I think that's what Coach Anselman's saying right now, too.
He's trying to get the official's attention.
Back door to Andrea, left side on the inbound, up off the glass, got hammered by Luna, and no call. Now they're going to call Andrea Sampson. Wow, are you kidding me? Andrea got hammered on that shot. That should have been the fourth foul on Luna.
Wow. Unfortunately, one of the officials had to actually be in the proper position, nobody was.
Jeez. Still, how did you miss that?
You know, compared to the other games we've seen in this tournament, this has been probably the best officiating.
It really
game.
Has.
So I will give them a little slack, but I agree with you. I mean, that was pretty blatant.
So Andrea's second foul, 4:13 to play in the ball game.
Well, Luna can shoot from three. She can shoot from two. Can she shoot from the free throw line?
Hits the first. Well, I say the only trouble she had was on wide open shots so far.
Yeah. She's up to 19 in the game, has a chance for 20 here.
Julie Luna, second shot up and good. Rattled that one through. And we don't know what age any of these girls are because these rosters don't tell us anything. Just a number and a name.
And I don't think we played only last year because looked. I couldn't find a sheet for
it. None of these names look familiar at all. Yvonne Mixon, backdoor pass to Chloe McCarthy, and she gets hammered by Hughes.
That'll be her fourth.
So Chloe McCarthy will go.
They actually have her only for three. How
many that's what I had. That was, I had that as her third, too.
I must have given her somebody else's then. Must be where those inert fouls were.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Chloe McCarthy goes to the free throw line with two shots. With 4 minutes to play, hits the first. This is going to be a long 4 minutes.
Yes.
Because the clock only ticks down by about 10 or 11 seconds between whistles. 54-39 streaks and missed the second. Emily Miner with the offensive rebound. Kicks out to Andrea Sampson. Streaks will set the offense.
Good idea. No reason to rush things here with up by 15.
Chloe McCarthy between the circles, dribbles right, hand check, and a reach. Thank you, finally.
Jeez. We can see the reaches from up here. LaCrone had one hand on the back, one hand reaching in, and finally the call gets made.
Well, and the thing was, he called the reach. He wasn't even calling the hand check. She was pushing her with the right hand, and then finally called the reach with the left hand. So Chloe McCarthy back to the free throw line with two more shots at it. And missed the first badly. That's surprising from Chloe.
Yeah, she pushed it off to the left.
She's got 4 points in the game on a basket and two makes from the line. 3:46 to play now. So we did have 14 seconds run off that time.
I was going to say, we got 14 seconds to take away.
And second one is good for Chloe. 3-for-5 from the line tonight for Chloe. 55-39 streaks, 3:40 to play. Luna drives down the right side, pulls up with a little 8-footer, puts it up and in.
Luna has taken 22 shots in the game to get 22 points.
She seems to have carte blanche to do what she wants offensively, and I understand that because nobody else can do what she can on the floor. 3:20 to play. Streaks lead 55-41. Andrea Sampson right at the center circle on 5 seconds. I don't know if she was close enough, man, because Andrea came toward her and she stepped back. You got to be within 5 feet.
Yeah. You know, how often have we seen them not start the timer when there's a player right on top of them? In that game early against Altamont, they never started counting.
Long three-pointer badly missed by LaCrone. Yvonne saved the ball inbounds. I thought she stepped out, didn't she? Or the ball bounced out? And the official didn't call it.
We'll take it.
Get it back. 3 minutes to play. Yvonne has it near the center circle.
Not sure how we missed that one because she was standing out of bounds when she touched that ball.
That's what I thought. Now it's Kelsey Legge with it between the circles. Bounces for Yvonne out high left side, under 3 minutes to play.
I suppose Andrea, that could be the makeup. That should have been an intentional foul.
Yeah, that should be an intentional foul as Cobble just ran up and grabbed
her.
That's her fifth. She's out of the ball game, and she'll be replaced by Dahl. But we'll get two shots anyway. We just won't get the ball back. Andrea Sampson goes to the line with the two shots. Andrea with 10 points of the ball game.
Two shots.
2:48 to play. Streaks lead 55-41. Andrea Sampson at the free throw line, the junior. Missed the first one, and she'll be, after her senior year, heading down to this neck of the woods to Eastern Illinois University. She's verbally committed to play softball for the Panthers.
I wonder if she has been over there since they've been on here.
I don't know. Second shot up and good by Andrea.
Future coach or anything.
56-41. You figure they're probably on break, though. So.
Yeah, but athletics never takes a break.
That's true. That is true. Dahl to Luna, right wing. She'll penetrate to the free throw line. Gives to Enyer. She drives down the right side.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get a hand check on that play by Emily? Like, really? Wow. That's her third. And I mean, if you're going to call that, you've got to call back both ways. Because like we talked about, LaCroix's doing the same thing to the streak ball handlers at the top.
Well, and Luna, both.
And all Emily did was she had her elbow touching as opposed to her actual hand.
So Enyer goes to the free throw line, and this is a lane violation.
I don't think I've ever seen this many free throws.
Yeah, I think this is, what, four in the game now?
This is one, two, three, four. Yeah, four of them.
Full timeout called by Mark Antelman of Olney. We'll take one as well. 2:34 to play. Streaks lead 56-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day, some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
2:34 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Olney Tigers 56-41. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Legg, Chloe McCarthy, Emily Meinert, and Andrea Sampson on the floor for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Kelsey. She needs to just take it and go because it's just token pressure. And they keep touching her on the elbow now, pushing on the body and no call. And now a foul on Black. She jumped right into Yvonne. And that is going to be her fourth foul.
I know she's trying to foul, but at the same time, it was almost as if she thought that there was going to be a pass, even though that Yvonne was holding the ball down at her waist.
Nine for Yvonne in the game. She can hit double figures with one of these free throws. And rolled that one off.
She has missed her last four attempts.
2:23 now to play. So we got 11 seconds that time. Second shot up. Rolls it around and through. So Yvonne Mixon in double figures as well. What, three streaks in double figures and a
Who
timeout?
Called this timeout? Coach Mixon
calling 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games all week long, driving a 2017 Nissan Titan XD. This is an extended cab, three-quarter ton pickup truck, and a really, really nice ride. This thing is just sturdy. You feel safe in that, and that's for sure. It is a beast to drive and a really nice ride. Now, this one is diesel got the remote start, which is really, really nice with cold weather, that's for sure, and heated seats. It's got all the options you would want in a vehicle. And right now, the 2017 Titans, 0% financing for 72 months plus $2,000 or $8,000 year-end savings, and they come with the new pro-certified lifetime warranty. This is no cost to you at all. Limited lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you. Three up and no good. LaCroix gets her own rebound. Was that her or was that Black to put that? Okay. So Galesburg Nissan, you can't buy a Nissan for less. LaCroix penetrates and runs into Kelsey Legg. Made the basket, and Yvonne Mixon called for the foul. It was Yvonne, and she fouls out. I mean, I don't know what else you can do. That's twice. Once Kelsey Legg just standing. That time Yvonne Mixon just standing, and they run into her. And now another timeout called by Coach Masson. He wants to talk. This is just to talk to the official. Wow.
Full timeout.
Full timeout here. We'll take one as well. 2:05 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 57-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
I probably would. 2:05 to play. Streaks with a 57-43 lead.
This crew still has another game to do. They're doing the game after following this one, the Mattoon.
Yeah, that's the pattern game for this tournament. The officials call one game, they call the next game as well. So at the free throw line for one shot is Taylor LeCrone. A chance at the traditional three-point play here with 2:05. Let's see if we get maybe another violation. See if somebody jumps in early or something. She's not on the line.
Yeah, we have to have set or nearly set an all-time record for a high school game.
Makes a shot, 57-44 now, Streaks, with 2:03 to play. Kelsey Legg getting pushed again in the backcourt, no call. May either be consistent with a hand check. Now gets to Andrea, and Andrea
just
traveled.
Go, Andrea.
Got to get it across, and they don't. I'm not sure what.
Timeout, Coach Massey.
Oh, okay. Wow. Not sure what we were thinking there. Well, he had to call that one. That wasn't to keep the officials out there. That was to keep the possession of the basketball.
Well, see, I would be tempted to bring Riley Jenkins back into the game because she gives you another ball handler. I mean, I know that she's only a freshman, but I would definitely be tempted to bring her in and just say, okay, here's the deal.
Well, and she's not going to have Luna guarding her, and she's the best defender.
Right. And I would just have her back there because she can break the press on her own. We've seen that.
Well, and honestly, I would say argue that Kelsey Legg and Andrea Sampson can too. They just have to take it and go, though.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, Andrea had an opportunity there. She just didn't do it.
1:53 to play. Streaks lead 57-44. This was a full timeout again by Coach Massey. It's one remaining for both teams. And the Streaks, if they can hold on here, will move to a 7:30 game tomorrow night, which will be the championship game here at Mattoon. And if so, the streak would stay alive that we've never not played in the championship game here.
Yeah, it would be our sixth straight year playing the championship here.
And we had no idea that would happen after earlier today.
No.
In fact, we thought it wouldn't happen. Chloe McCarthy inbound in the backcourt. And it comes to Kelsey Legg. She's met by Inyard, and again, the hand check, and no call. Now she gets pushed out of bounds, and the foul's going to be called
on Stieber.
Paige Stieber in, so Kelsey Legg will go to the free throw line.
Assuming that Stieber's just in the game to foul.
Yeah, because Luna can't. She's still got three, though, doesn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, she's got one more to give before she's in that trouble area.
Streaks need to hit some free throws down the stretch here just to preserve this thing.
Well, I thought Emily Minard had the Desailly Crunch Time Player of the Game sewn up, but it might become a free throw issue.
Yeah, Kelsey missed the first one there. She had just hit two moments ago. She got 4 points in the game. 1:48 to play, 57-44 Streaks. I would pick up a little token full court pressure as well just to make him take some time, but she missed the second rebound, LeCrone. Now it's
Can't
Luna.
Do that.
Luna running across down the right side, spins into the paint. Puts it up off the glass and in. Nice move, and now a timeout. It's full timeout. Final timeout called by Mark Anselman. We'll take one as well. 1:39 to play. Streaks lead 57-46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the morning brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
1:39 to play here at Mattoon Town Air. There, Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Olney Tigers 57-46. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Lake, Chloe McCarthy, Megan Lingefelter, and Emily Minard on the court for the Streaks.
And Olney forgot that they were pressing, which is one of the biggest frustrations for a head coach, is you call a timeout, you put something in, and then the team doesn't do it right away.
Inbound comes to Chloe, back to Andrea. Andrea gets pushed, and again, by Stieber. I just don't...
Stieber's just riding her at that point.
So now Andrea goes back to the free throw line. She's one of two tonight, and that's here in the fourth quarter.
You kind of want Emily to catch the ball every once in a while here on the press because she's the Streak's best free throw shooter.
Yeah. So, Coach Matz, well, Emily's up on the lane, and Streaks don't have anybody else up there. So Andrea goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good.
There you go, Andrea. She's 2 for 3 from the line now. Streaks needed that one because the lead was getting real thin there. It's up back up to 12 now.
12 for Andrea. 1:35 to play. Second shot up, and that one is perfect for Andrea Sampson. And make it 59-46 with 1:30 to play. This is LeCrone. Drives down the right side, throws a wild shot up, can't hit. Rebound Emily Minard. Gets to Kelsey, and she gets pushed by LeCrone, and we'll walk it back the other way with 1:24 to play, and Kelsey Legg back to the free throw line with two more shots.
Looks like Coach Anselman might use every foul that he has available on the squad.
Yeah, it makes the officials do more work here tonight. Good for him.
Two shots.
I don't know if they'll make it to the end of the next game.
Well, the 8:30 game is already on tap to start late because it's 8:23, so...
First shot for Kelsey up. Ooh, in and out, no good. Boy, she's missed now three in a row now.
Not what you want in this situation.
Streaks shot really well from the line in the first half, 5 for 6. Have struggled a little bit here in the second half. Second for Kelsey is up and good. So that makes it 60-46. Luna with it. I don't know why she didn't fire the three. They're in here now, back to Luna. Doesn't fire the three again. Now LeCrone has it. LeCrone steps back, fires on top of
that
the line.
He was going to give her a three, though.
And the rebound comes to Kelsey Legg as she chased it down. And she just got pushed out of bounds. Luna just pushed her out of bounds. And they gave the ball to Olney. Are you kidding me? And Luna just laughed about it because she knew that she was trying to foul her. She literally pushed her. It should have been an intentional foul. She pushed her out of bounds. Are you kidding me? Right? I mean, standing right in front of the official.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't add insult to injury there because then Kelsey just let the ball go and it could have been a delay of game technical.
Wow. Literally, both hands pushed her out of bounds. Wow. This is LeCrone, left wing, fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Inyurt with 46 seconds to play. And
gosh.
I don't know how none of the other officials saw it either, but now Emily Minard gets called for the foul on the put.
Tom, they can only call the foul that's in their area.
Well, but that one was right in front of the official.
Well, right, so it was his. So if he didn't think it was one.
Wow.
I've been told that before in my coaching. That wasn't mine. Okay, right, well, if you saw it.
As long as somebody else didn't see it and you saw it, make the call. First free throw up and good by Inyurt, 60-46, 45.3 seconds to play. Wow.
60-47.
Oh, 47, I'm sorry. Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, second shot up and good as well. I mean, literally shoved her with two hands out of bounds. It'll take me a long time to get over that one. Megan Lingefelter, right wing.
Kelsey, understandably, just gets rid of the ball there because she doesn't want to get shoved out of bounds again, and now she's going to get fouled by LeCrone. That's LeCrone's fourth.
Fourth. So Kelsey back to the free throw line with 35.9 to play.
You know, one of the things they use to determine all tournament here is scoring. Well, actually, the primary thing for some reason. Luna's got 24 points, but she's also taken 23 shots in this game.
Yeah. Kelsey misses. and she's a good player. She would probably be one of the first ones I would think of, but,
I agree with you.
That,
I mean, she's
but some of the other players.
Probably the best player we've seen, realistically, her or Meadows.
Kelsey hits the second, 61-48, 30 seconds to play. But I don't know why here late she hasn't been firing up the threes, though, when she's had some opportunity. Now Inyard drives in. Emily kind of bodied up. Now, they didn't call it when she's on the perimeter bodying her up, but they did on the shot. So Inyard goes back to the free throw line. She's 4 for 4 all here in the fourth quarter, and that's 5 on Emily Meinert now.
Oh, it is? Oh, I only have
23 to play. So Lauren Campbell's going to check back in. Surprised Coach Massey didn't take the entire time to check that.
He might be getting tired of this, too.
Yeah.
20 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals and a block for Emily Meinert.
What time does this fourth quarter start? Like 6 o'clock?
Yeah, something like that. Jeez.
And you're back at the free throw line. Well, we said with 4 minutes left, it was going to take a long time, and that was what? Just probably a little bit after 8 o'clock. As Inyard hits another one, she's 5 for 5 now. 23 seconds to play, 61-49 streaks. Inyard's second shot is away, and she hits another 6 for 6.
One of the assistant coaches down here, I think it is, or one of the fans yelling, "Get me a board." I would rather Inyard make the
right
free throw than worry about getting the rebound, but maybe that's
inbound
just me.
That's an intentional foul. She shoved her out of bounds, and they didn't call an intentional foul. Are you kidding me? Do you not understand the rules? It doesn't have to be a flagrant. Intentional, she came up and shoved her out of bounds, didn't go after the ball. So Kelsey Legg will go back to the free throw line again.
Well, wow. Tigers, 11,
Coach Massey's looking the same thing, like he's just dumbfounded by this.
Yeah, I don't, you know, you argue that there's supposed to be some focus on player safety in sports anymore, and we continually see this. Like, you can't just shove people. You know, what they probably need to do is they need to make a change to the rule book and say, if that's the concern is you're not going to see the foul, then allow there to be a hugging foul or something.
Right. I mean, plus part of the rule was intended to speed the game up, games like this, so they wouldn't do that.
Right.
If they were going to get 2 fouls plus possession or 2 shots plus possession of the ball, as Kelsey hits 1 for 2 again. 3-pointer top of the key, good by Luna.
Luna with another one.
12 seconds to play, 62-53, down to a 9-point lead. Inbound to Megan Luna. And again, should be an intentional foul as Luna comes up and just pushes her and doesn't go after the ball. Now it'll be Megan Lingenfelter going to the free throw line.
I also don't understand the theory of continuing to foul here because I don't think it's even mathematically possible to score 9 points because if they score another basket, even if they scored it with more than 5 seconds left, the Streaks could just let the ball sit out of bounds. The clock doesn't
true.
Stop on made baskets.
If they remember that, they don't even need to inbound. They can just walk away from it.
Right. So I don't understand
so
the
I wouldn't
theory
even,
here.
If I'm Coach Massey, I'm telling the girls stand in the middle of the court no matter what.
Let them
go down, score whatever, just stand there. Don't even
exactly.
go after the ball because they're not going to do it. It'll be less than 5 seconds by the time they get down there. Megan missed the first free throw. She's got another. Missed the second one. And the rebound to Hughes, 6-5-4. Hughes dribbles down, don't even guard her, throws up a wild shot, missed it. Rebound Kelsey Legg and the Galesburg Silver Streak. They are going to the championship game once again at the
unbelievably
Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Wow. Streaks win it. 62-53 was the final. They already have it off the scoreboard. 62-53 was the final score. The Streaks win, and they are heading to the championship game once again. Wow, what a wild one. But great effort by the Streaks here tonight, and what a great comeback from, 2 days in a row. Bad game early, good game late. And the
plus, I suppose, is they only have a late game tomorrow.
Right. get the bat out early in a practice or something maybe tomorrow. Streaks win at 62-53. We'll come back and talk about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 62, Olney 53. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too.
By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
So, which is it?
I told you, it just depends.
On what?
On what I'm eating. If it's the Arby Mel, I use the barbecue sauce. If it's the beef and cheddar, I use the horsey. Now, if it's the French dip, I use both.
Well, that's just crazy talk. You have to pick.
I have a theory riding on this.
What do you mean?
The kind of sauce a person uses at Arby's says a lot about their personality.
And you can't pick both.
Actually, you can, but don't tell Arlene. And when it comes to the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe at Arby's, you're gonna want to go with the tartar sauce. This is a sandwich that takes two states to make. Wild-caught Alaskan pollock, fried to crispy, tender, and flaky perfection. Topped with cheddar cheese, lettuce, tartar, and tomato, nestled between two fluffy King's Hawaiian buns.
What about your fries?
Ranch, of course.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Now you're just trying to make me mad.
Visit Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I'll hang his big hat up on sides. You can see it.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Elevate Trampoline Park in Peoria, the perfect destination for a party or weekend fun with the family. For more information, find them at ElevateTrampolineParkPeoria.com. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. on Friday for Warren, Mercer, Henry, and Henderson counties, and from noon till midnight for Knox, Peoria, and Stark counties. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance for snow, a low of 6, wind chill of negative 5. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
52-53, the final score as they defeat the Olney Tigers and move on to the championship game here at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. They'll take on the winner of the game that'll start next year. It'll be a late start between the host Mattoon Green Wave and the Altamont Indians, who the Streaks lost to earlier today. And I haven't seen Mattoon at all in this tournament. I don't know what they got. I don't know what kind of game this will be here tonight. But Streaks will either get a little shot at revenge against Altamont, or they'll play the hosts coming up which here is, tomorrow.
That would also be revenge, right? Didn't they beat us in the championship last year?
Was that last year? I don't. I
guess. Maybe it was two years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember. All right, Coach Massey joining us. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it here, 62-53. And Coach, after we talked after the game earlier today, and you've had two games here that you would have never thought that you would necessarily get into this championship game. But you know what? You can only do what you can do, and you took care of business here tonight and get back there again.
Right, and it's not like we were proud of going 1-2.
Right.
That was our goal. But as I said to the girls, it's not like, you look at it and it's not like they flipped a coin or had some bizarre thing. Ultimately, points allowed. So it was, they basically saying if you're tied, best defensive team. And so for us, there's lots of things that we still need to work on, but we are pretty good defensively, so the plus that way.
Well, again, you came out and established the...
Not to interrupt you, but does Eric know... What's the Bradley Drake score? Is it...
I haven't checked it yet.
Well, I figured you'd be watching it. I was wanting an update from you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, you're right. Usually he is watching something.
Oh, Drake's up by five in the second half. 8:20 left, 54-49.
So much for the Bradley coach in the paper saying they're the same team as last year. Okay, anyhow.
All right. You came out. You established your post once again. Emily Minert had her best game of the tournament, came out and really established herself early. And they really couldn't stop her. And again, it was all around. It was contributions from many different areas.
It was. And, you know, like you mentioned this morning, we took good care of the basketball. Yeah. But I thought going into it, I mean, their guards offensively are great. But I thought looking at their man, I thought we could get it inside. But also with their 2-3 zone, the way they play it, we thought we could get it inside. If we just end up reverse it and doing, and very first play, what we did is ran something and Kelsey ended up skipped it, and we screened the middle and Emily got the shot in there, and so Emily and Yvonne did an outstanding job inside.
The Luna, their guard, she ended up with 30, but at some point there in the first half, I don't know if it's just a rotation thing, but Andrea got on her, and she didn't score for a while with Andrea out there on her. And she is a good player; she's quick, got a good move to the basket. But I thought. She had to work for a point, so that's for sure. I mean, she shot, I've had over 20-some attempts.
Yeah, and I think, you know, once they got down there in the fourth quarter, it was just they were going to jack up shots, yeah. So that we were going to have to defend a lot of threes. We knew that, and fortunately, we made just enough free throws to stay ahead.
I got a lot of attempts in the second half. It was a really strange down the stretch. I mean, am I right? Didn't they years ago change the rule that so they were trying to speed up the game, that if you're not going for the ball, there's supposed to be an intentional foul just because, hey, we don't want you doing that just to stop the clock. You got to be going for the ball as opposed to just shoving somebody.
Yeah, and that, it's an emphasis this year. And
not here, though.
I thought, I thought most of them were all right. I thought the one down right in front of you here with Kelsey there where they did. But, you know, I thought going into the game, there was in the pregame, the one – official was a little different in his approach and he turned out to be that way, but the other two guys were pretty stable in terms of what they called and stuff, and so it worked out well that way. But yeah, you know, happy for the girls because, you know, get to play for a championship, and it's, you know, it's not done because, you know, we obviously will either play somebody we already lost to or we'll play somebody that was similar to us, have kind of fought to get in there.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we've talked about body language with this team, and it just, you know, totally different tonight. And once they got up and, you know, even after the game, seeing how excited they were, and it has got to feel good to come back after not having as great a game this morning and being able to play for that championship.
It does. And, you know, it the girls have pride, and it's you know, we realize, you know, maybe other people look and, you know, judge, you know, what we're doing or where we're at and stuff, and that we're doing the best we can. The girls are doing the best they can. And it's just, like I said earlier today, is, you know, we've shown, whether it's in a game, 3 minutes good, 2 minutes bad, 4 minutes good, whatever. We just said what we got to do is just end up, say, let's just play and try and extend those. And we talked about today of, like, tonight before the game, I've just said, you know, what we need to do is we want to compete, but we need to treat it like some of our summer leagues, like we're a Purdue camp, and let's just end up, you know, play hard, compete, but it's not life and death. Let's just end up do the best we can. And I thought the girls did a very nice job as far as moving on and handling the next plays.
Absolutely. So it's always a schedule you're used to because you've played in the championship game every year down here. So out of the hotel relatively early and don't have a game till 7:30 at night. What will you guys do during the off time tomorrow? I'm guessing you won't go to Giordano's.
No, I don't think so. With it.
You don't want to weigh him down.
No. I haven't had all of my vaccinations, so I can't go to Champaign Urbana. So, with it. We'll probably you know, shoot over here a little bit, you know, walk through some things, and then we'll probably also kill some time, go to a movie or something like that.
Coach, congratulations on the win. A great effort by the girls tonight. It was really good to see, and looking forward to tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Coach. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win at 62-53. We'll come back, run down our post-game stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Street FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
I spent my whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family. But ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
I'm Will Stevenson. Find out about a party plan for Carl Sandburg's 140th birthday tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Streaks win at 62-53, the final score. And they move on to the championship game once again here at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Time right now to take a look at our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. First off, Streaks led in scoring by Emily Meinert's 20 points, 6 baskets, 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Now, what's interesting about that, she had three violations called against her, so those do not count as an attempt. So
right.
That helped her percentage a little bit.
Well, and I asked Coach Massey just during the commercial break, I said, what was she doing that they kept calling her on? And he demonstrated what she does is she takes her toe and she goes up as close as she can to the line, and then when she puts her foot down, her toe is over the line.
Ah, okay.
Because she tries to get as close as possible. And Coach was like, well, we've explained to her she doesn't need that extra inch.
if that even. Yeah. If that even. So, but three violation. You can bet that's probably going to change in the next game, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well,
so,
I will tell you right now, if this crew's out there, it's definitely going to change.
They'll definitely be looking for it, that's for sure. Let's see. 13 points for Andrea Sampson, a couple of twos, a couple of threes, and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 10 points for Yvonne Mixon on 4 baskets, 2 for 6 from the line. 8 points for Chloe McCarthy, a 2, a 3, and 3 of 5 from the free throw line. 7 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket and 5 of 10 from the free throw line. She got there a whole bunch. In fact, all her free throw attempts came in that fourth quarter. 4 points for Riley Jenkins off the bench on a basket and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. The Streaks were 5 for 6 from the line in the first half. They ended the game, they were 18 for 32 in the second half, 23 for 38 for the ball game, 3 3-pointers. For Olney, they were led by Julie Luna. She had 30 points on 7 twos, 3 threes, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Nobody else in double figures. 7 for Taylor LaCrone on 3 baskets and 1 for 1 from the free throw line. 6 points for Colleen Inyard on 6 for 6 from the line. 4 points for Brittany Black on 2 baskets. 2 points for Tara Hughes on a basket. 2 for Logan Cobble on 2 free throws. And 2 points for Haven Dahl on a basket. Didn't shoot a free throw in the first half. Second half, they went 11 for 11 from the free throw line.
Turnovers, 10 turnovers apiece for each of the teams. So it's a good number for the Streaks. Coach Massey would be happy with that number. Probably wishes that they would have forced a little bit more, but he can live with it being a dead even on there. Streaks out rebounded only 29-24, including 8-7 on the offensive boards. Only shot it real well in that second half. They were 18 of 48 in the for the game, but they were 10 of 16 from two-point range and 3 of 12 from three-point range. With 3 of 12 might not sound too impressive until you look at the fact they were 1 of 10 in the first half. So they finished 18 of 48 from the field. Streaks, on the other hand, were 18 of 41. Not often you see a team out shoot the Streaks, but the Streaks had to take so many shots from the free throw line. That would be why. Of that 18 for 41, 3 of 16 were from downtown. Stats in addition to the points, Tom told you about Emily Minert, 3 steals, a block, and 7 rebounds. Yvonne Mixon, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. Deja Range had a pair of rebounds. Chloe McCarthy had a pair of rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Andrea Sampson, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 rebounds for Megan Lingenfelter. Riley Jenkins, a pair of rebounds and 3 assists. And Kelsey Legg, 2 rebounds and 3 assists.
Streaks won it here tonight, 62-53. They outscored only 13-7 in the first quarter, 18-4 in that second quarter, led 31-11 at halftime, 16-14 in that third quarter. In the fourth quarter, they were actually outscored 28-15, but the Streaks do enough to hang on and get the win here tonight. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewanee. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Streaks win it tonight, 62-53, the final score. They move on to the championship game tomorrow night, about 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip, and it'll be against the winner of the game that just got underway between the Mattoon Green Wave and the Altamont Indians, who the Streaks lost to earlier today, and Altamont with a 2-0 lead early in this one, and now tie it up at 2. Our final order of business tonight, to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Andrea Sampson, another good game, especially in the middle two quarters there. A couple of threes, a couple of twos, 13 points, 4 rebounds go along with that, and did a great job defensively on Luna there in that second quarter, and she didn't score for a short while there. Kelsey Legg handling the ball, and had a lot of free throws there in the fourth quarter. Had she gone 10 for 10 in the fourth quarter, probably would have been her, but she struggled a little bit, went 5 for 10 from the line. Yvonne Mixon, another good effort. Not quite a double-double, 10 points, 8 rebounds. And a lot of players did a lot of good things, and that's what it takes in a game like this. But this young lady, it isn't only about the scoring, but really the crunch time in this game was the Streaks getting out to that really, really big lead. And we established this young lady right off the bat, and she had 11 points in the first half, and that was a big difference in the ball game.
Yeah, we're going to go with Emily Minert. The senior finishes with 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, a block, and most impressively, outside of some free throw violations, she was 8 of 8 from the stripe.
So it would have been 8 for 10 anyway, I think, right? Or yeah. No, 8 for 11, because there was 3 of them that happened, right?
Well, she, yeah, but who knows if she would have missed them all,
true.
You know?
Yeah, because I don't remember she made, we'll count 8 for 8. So Emily Minert, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Again, Streaks win it here tonight by a final score of 62-53, and we will have more Silver Streaks basketball tomorrow night, the championship game, the Streaks, and the winner of the Altamont Indians and Mattoon Green Wave. Galesburg High boys will play twice tomorrow. First game, I think, a 106 pregame and a 130 tip. And then the second game will be, where are we at here? I've got it somewhere in front of me. All my paperwork. Let's see. 106. And then, what's probably going to happen because we're both actually scheduled at the same time tomorrow night. Or, no, excuse me. No. The boys are scheduled an hour later in the finale there. So, my guess is that the way it'll be set up that we will be here on WGIL and the boys will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. That is my guess as to how things will probably work. But we'll let you know all that to get all that sorted out for you tomorrow. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight here, James Noble. Streaks win at 62-53 for Eric Gibson. Tom Ayrton saying goodnight from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.